not all the visual music so far.
Okay. As I said, I kind of spent quite a lot of time yesterday trying to figure out, and there aren't any good YouTube videos. There aren't any good anythings that I could find. So I came up with a way of doing it. There may be a better way. Hopefully there is, because there's too damn many clicks as far as I'm concerned. But this is the best I came up with. And it actually seems to work. Okay, so let's bring up Visual Basic. I have too many things opened. Why not? Okay. So the first thing I did is I did file, whoops, recorder's on, yes it is. File, new, and then project. And I actually tried it with file, new, project, and I tried it with file, new, file, and they both work. And I didn't want to use previous version, which is what is the last time. So I chose Visual Basic, then I chose Web. And then, interestingly enough, because there was only one choice, I said, okay, let's try this choice and see if it works. Okay, and this is a project template for creating ASP.NET applications. And so I tried that. So I clicked on this. And I put in a name and a location. So I'm going to say, we're going to call this in class test. And I'm going to put it on my G drive or whatever. And I'm going to call it A so it goes to the top of the list. Okay, so then I enter the name and location, and I chose OK. And then when this came up, we had discovered the empty thing last time, and so I tried the empty. The difference in here is an empty project, which doesn't give you much, and WebForm seems to give you more to start out with. So if you look at web forms, the description is a project template. And I said, okay, I don't want a template. So I'm back to empty. So I clicked on empty and said, okay. Anytime now. And then this looks more like a commercial to me than anything else, so I just closed that down. Okay, and then I said, all right, project, add new item, web form. And And that's where I got into web form. So I do project add new item web form, and now you have the design split source that lets you go in and do it. When I go to run, you can either use the Control F5 or the IIS Express, and I never remember what IIS stands for. Like, I don't remember what any acronym stands for. But essentially, that will work. Now, the other thing that I found, and I've got the comment on down here, is the tab, when I was trying it and playing with it, the tab was moving all around the place when you hit tab, and it was going up to the address line and everything else and was not behaving itself, basically. And I found that if you put in here on the form after the server part, if you put default focus and then put the name of the field that you want the first focus to be on, that seems to partially solve that problem. It doesn't seem to totally solve it. But if you put that in there, that seems to, at least at the beginning, you see the cursor go into the beginning field. Okay. So that tends to be a start. So basically, I want you to try it now and see, and then I'm going to look at the basically the third one. And I successfully built these last night. Well, not last night, yesterday during the day. See where she did me go. So if you're trying two first and then three, because two kind of gets you started, and then we'll do three. Because I find I learned a lot by doing these. So I'm now going to add into the server that I'm going to put that default focus equals text first. And so whatever I put in is a text, I'm now going to call text first. This is a picnic one, which I did about 50 times yesterday as I tried different techniques for it. So I've got computer department, student, picnic. And interestingly enough, you can either choose H2 beforehand or you can go across it like that. And the none over here, if you click on the none, that gives you headings, and so you can pick heading two. Mm. know, which is, this is a strange place, and I always forget where that is. That you click on that to get the headings and all the rest of it. So I'm typing first name, and then they tell me to skip a space and bring up a text box. So that's what I'm doing. And that text box, I'm going to name text first. So that means that default focus will go to this field. So I'm naming that text first. And the last name, I'm naming text last. And interestingly enough, when I was doing this, before I found the focus thing and it was going all over the place, the checkbox always worked. It was the text boxes that were going up to. They were going up to the address field, they were going all over the place when I tried to run them. But the checkbox, interestingly enough, was working just fine. And the checkbox, they say to call check vegetarian, so I followed that. Said to change the text and say, I am a vegetarian. And then they have a button. Which is called button confirm. Then they have a label that they call label message. And then they have you, the button should say confirm. And when I click on that button, they give you some text to put in it, which is basically to set the label message that you put in. And interestingly enough, the way they continue lines, you don't have to be... That's going to help with the recording. You don't have to be as religious as they are about the ending and starting up again in the newer versions. Thank you. And then they put in the if statement to check for if, check vegetarian. Dot, I can't spell. Dot checked equals true. Then label message dot text, and then ampersand equal means add on to what you've already got there. So the ampersand equal will then say you'll be receiving a vegetarian meal. And let's see if it will work. I'm going to test it in Firefox, hopefully. No, it went to Explorer. I'm going to try in a minute to test it in Firefox. So, Susan Ash, I am a vegetarian, confirm. Thank you for signing up for the picnic, and I didn't leave a space in there, so I got to go back and fix it a little bit. And I also left the word label there. I needed to put a space in there, and I need to go back to the form, and my label I want to have empty. So I'll do a file save all. Interestingly enough, it's only giving me Internet Explorer. There we go. Firefox. Okay. So I changed that to get Firefox. And you can change it to whatever you want to test on. And so now I've got Susan Ash is a vegetarian, confirm. And I didn't leave the space between Susan and Ash, so I still have one other problem. Did you get yours working?
Yeah, it's working. I was just looking at the page
stores. Yes.
It's built into XHTML.
Yes. XHTML to still. As opposed to HTML5. So, anyway. I actually know one person that wipes web pages with ASP.NET. I've never met a second. Most people, I think, use HTML and that sort of thing. But if you tab around on this and watch a tab, well, I guess it's... See, eventually it does, if you tab long enough, it definitely goes up. Mm-hmm. Eventually. But that local thing seems to prevent it from causing any real damage because it doesn't happen at the beginning. The biggest problem that I was running into was that I couldn't put data into these fields, the cursor was coming up there, and when I hit tab, it was going to the address and all of that good stuff. And that default seems to have kind of taken care of that. And just for good luck, I will go in and concatenate.
It's easy enough if you're doing something local that doesn't need to be like...
If you live and breathe Visual Basic, you know, and that's what you mean, the company is mainly doing, then it gives you a way to do it. Okay, so that's the end of that one. And then the other one is really kind of interesting, the one that's tutorial 3, and then I didn't print out the last part, but you have your book. Well, that's after you get this done. It's how to do a second page. So in your book, tutorial 4, you can bring up, and that is how to do a second page. But this one is really kind of interesting because it gets into checkboxes, it gets into all of those good things. So if you can do this one, as far as I'm concerned, basically, you know how to do a web page on them. So again, to get started, instead of using their directions, I would go with the ones that I've got there. So I've got File, New, Project. I'm picking the ASP. This is going to be Kayak in Class. I'm putting it on the G drive and all that good stuff. Then I click on empty. I hope I had vb.net, because I never checked that. Actually, I can go back, since I took a picture of the screen, I can go back and look. Yep. This one I didn't do enough to have memorized. Number 2 was when I was testing everything. And I think I even had memorized close to it, at least the code they wanted me to put in. So I'm doing an insert table, getting the 6 and the 5. Did I put a table in there? I'm not seeing my table. I think I may not have done that. Table, insert table. I may not have clicked the OK. Yes, now I have a table for real. And then it says select the entire table and modify its style property. So I come down and pick up its style property. And it wants me to pick Verdana and 0.85 EM. The first time I did this, I didn't notice the 0.85. I had a very big script. Now on select a tour, if you go to style, and it is they want it to be aligned to the right. And I'm trying to remember which one says. Okay, it's in the block. And it says text align right. Because they want you to align that select tour. And they want to align to the right. So you go into the style again down here. And then you do block. And then you get text align right. And these table things get very big at times, and you have to straighten them back out and say, no, I don't want to use 3/4 of the page for this. And then they have the rules for over here. I put in select a tour, I put in optional equipment, I haven't put in the rest yet. I need to put a checkbox list in row 4, column 1. So I'm looking for checkbox list in row 4, column 1. So that's going in there. And they have me call it check equipment. And then row one, column three. If you notice, column two is very small and they're using it as a separator. So column two is very small.
It's very XHTML.
Mm-hmm.
It's very XHTML.
Oh yeah, it is. Absolutely. Instead of drop-down list in row one, column three. Row one, column three. I guess they know what they're talking about. I'd forgotten that it went there. And we're calling that DDL tour. List box in row four, column three, a list box in row four. Where's row four? Okay, I better not do this yet. This is awfully faint. There. So a list box in row four, column three. And they're having me call that list kayak. And then another list box in row four, column five. This one they're calling list summary. And then row five, I want to modify and merge. So I go up on the tables, modify and merge cells. Okay, now I haven't put all of the static things in. Select kayak should be on the same row as optional equipment. So select kayak and then summary is over on top of the other one. And I need to put a label control in row five and name it label message. Clear its text and set its font color to red. Now I'm putting two buttons on column row six. So I'm putting a button in row six, column three, column one. And that's my confirm button. So I'm calling that button confirm. And changing its text to say confirm. And then in 3, I'm putting in another button. And this one is button cancel. And it is saying cancel. So then on step 16, they want me to put in the tour names. So I'm going to that, and I'm picking collection, an items collection. And an items collection, this one drove me crazy, because I'd forgotten. So you want to, when you get to items collection, you want to click on add and come over here to the text and change the text. Okay, so you click on add, then you go over there and you change the text. And it now shows up there. You do another add. And this time you put in the text of Key Largo. And then you do another ad. Wait a minute. And then you do another ad. Wait a minute. And the next ad is John Pennekamp. And then the last one is Flamingo Park. And then, whoops, actually, I think I took something out that I shouldn't have taken out. Yeah, I took out the value. The value should have been there. When you put in the text, it puts in the value, apparently. Okay, so now I go on to the check equipment and the list kayak and put those things in again using list collection. So list connection is now going to have expert. No, what am I doing? Equipment. And the equipment is expert paddle, mask and snorkel, compass.
And then for under kayak, I'm putting in owner supplied. So again, I hit add. And I enter in the text of owner supplied. Solo touring. Tandem touring. Solo recreational. And last but not least, tandem recreational. Okay, now I'm just going to run this, even though it's not going to do anything. But I want to make sure everything's coming up right. So yeah, it looks okay. So now confirm. Wants me to type in a bunch of code. So they say list summary items clear. And now I'm typing in what the book says. So I first put in the code about the summary and the tour, and then I'm going to put in the code about the kayak selection. So we have list kayak dot selected index. Equals -1, then label message dot text equals please select a kayak. And I'm happily typing in with mistakes the stuff from the book. So how far are you?
Done.
Hmm?
I'm done.
You're done. I don't have my cancel done. So is it working?
Yes.
So go on. I've got Bill Derrus, so I can't spell, obviously, someplace. When I had my pictures, it was doing fine. Go on and look in your book for the fourth one. And go ahead and add that in. Because what that does is it takes you to a new page. So I think this one gives you a fairly good idea that the Visual Basic in here is very Visual Basic. And that you can actually set up and write your page that way. Okay, so I've got an end if must be preceded by an if. So I managed on line 26. Oh, I just typed them twice. That was easy. So basically, it's working, except I didn't get the confirm button, the cancel button done. So the next thing is to go on to tutorial 4. And tutorial 4 gets into how to add a second page to your web application. So you're adding a second page to the web application that just has descriptions of the tools. So you can have a link to get the description. But the important part there is adding the second page. And that's the part that it's going to be interesting to see how that works, because I didn't experiment with that. I thought we would get faster than I thought it would be. So let's see how that goes when you add that in. And if not, we can play with it. Don't feel you have to write out the whole description. Just write Key Largo was first, John is second, and Flamingo is third, or something like that. see if that one is working. So everybody needs to do this at home, and it needs to be sent in to me, because I think these are good examples of how to make a web page. Is that working? Huh?
I think I had one hyperlink
target equals quote underscore blank close quote to have it display on a new page. If you don't put that in, I think it defaults to top, which is fine too.